Just great, Brandon. Thank you. It's always good to visit with you.
All right. Yeah. Same to you. Katie Pulaski joining us as well, NBAF Communications Director. How you doing, Katie?
I'm doing great. Enjoying this cooler weather here in Manhattan.
Absolutely. Me too. Veronica Friss is our other guest here today. She is the Quality Assurance Manager with NBAF. Veronica, welcome.
Hello, Brandon. I'm enjoying this weather, same as Katie.
Absolutely. It's great. We were talking here before the program. This fall weather is great. We'd like to see a little bit of a cool off here. This is a good time of year. October is the leaves are changing, and it's a beautiful time in Kansas. Moving on to our program here, we'll introduce Veronica. And Veronica, being the Quality Assurance Manager, we're going to learn a little bit more about what you do. But before we get into that, tell us a little bit about yourself and how long you've been with NBAF and kind of where you came from.
Sure. So I started at NBAF on August 2nd. So this is going on my third month. I was born in Illinois, so I came from there, from the Chicago area, and we moved to Kansas. My ex-husband was military, so we moved to Kansas, and I was actually working for the Kansas Department of Agriculture for the last 8 years.
All right, and what's your educational background?
Oh, sure. For some educational background, I started my career out as a medical microbiologist. I have a degree in microbiology, so I started at a hospital as a medical microbiologist. And from there, I went to a private food testing lab where I was testing pathogens. And like I said, when I moved to Kansas, I started working as a microbiologist for the Kansas Department of Agriculture. And there we tested state-regulated milk and meat products for food safety.
Okay.
And I was there for 2 years when the quality assurance manager position opened up. So when I took on that role, I was asked to improve and maintain the quality management system across the entire laboratory.
All right. Very important work here, because that's and we're going to learn a little bit more about what quality assurance means here in that whole process. And I'll have you kind of just give us a little bit of background on what you do there as a quality assurance manager.
Sure. So at the NBAF facility, I work on helping people. I want to make sure that the lab at NBAF puts out quality products and research. And in order to have that quality output, you have to have quality input. And I want to help people improve what they're doing while still following those rules and regulations.
Okay. And so does that mean kind of you're kind of like the final check on things before it goes to the next level here? Is that safe to say?
Yes, I would say that. I would say for more about what a quality assurance manager does is to first talk about the definition of quality assurance, which is maintaining a desired level of quality of a service or product by monitoring and controlling every step of testing or production. So for analogy, imagine you're trying to assemble a complex piece of IKEA furniture without instructions. A major part of my job is having accurate instructions for the analysts, and so they follow standard operating procedures, or basically instructions for the technicians on what they should be doing. So I make sure people follow the instructions the way they are written. Not only do I provide step-by-step guidance, I oversee the actual assembly and help if I notice someone is missing a step. At NBAF, I'll oversee the activities, and I'll provide expert advice on quality management and quality assurance in the biologics program.
Okay.
And having a quality assurance program at NBAF will give our stakeholders confidence that our products and data are accurate, defensible, and fit for their intended purpose. And the way we do that is through systematic approach and continuous improvement.
All right. Well, how do you become interested in this line of work? Why would somebody get into a career like this?
Sure. So like I said, when I moved to Kansas, I started working as a microbiologist. And from there, I got the position of the quality assurance manager. But why I'm interested in quality assurance is throughout my career, I was following the guidelines of a quality assurance manager in every place that I worked. And when I got into the position myself, I discovered I really love quality assurance. Wow. And I make sure that everyone puts out quality products. And even though I enjoyed working for the state of Kansas, when I was offered the position of quality assurance manager at NBEF, it was too good of an opportunity to pass up. I still get to do quality assurance, which I love, but now I get to do it on a much larger scale.
Sure. Well, and we hear a lot of, when we interview the different guests here, just kind of the opportunity to work at NBAF is, that's kind of almost like a pinnacle for a lot of these folks with their career here because of the size of the facility and kind of what they're doing out there. And is that kind of how you feel when you come out to NBAF here, when you walk in the doors or walk through the gates?
Absolutely. If I have to say anything, I would say it's my dream job. I just love quality assurance so much, and this is a very large scale to manage quality assurance on.
All right. Well, are there certain checkpoints for quality throughout the facility that will be under your management? I know you've talked a little bit about that.
Yes. Well, I'm still working on developing NBAF quality process, but it will be designed to follow the International Organization for Standardization, or ISO standards, and good laboratory practice, or GLP regulations, from the federal government. And right now, we are collaborating with the quality specialists at Plum Island Animal Disease Center, New York, to learn their best practices. We are considering building something similar to the QA process they're using at Plum, which is incorporating a four-stage cycle for continual improvement. It's known as the Plan, Do, Check, and Act principle. To explain a little bit about that, the plan stage includes review of all the requirements for doing the work, risk assessments, objectives, performance metrics and goals, and worker feedback. In the do stage, you have effective work instruction, training, quality assurance and control monitoring, deficiency identification, and quality reporting. And then when you get to the check stage, you're looking at things like program management reviews, performance results, inspection and audit results, independent assessments, complaints and feedback, trend analysis, and discussions of opportunities for improvement. And then in the ACT stage, you work on things like root cause analysis, preventive and corrective action, and plan revisions when needed. And then after all that, you circle back to the plan stage where you go through the whole process again. And then another quality checkpoint that I manage includes internal auditing. And internal auditors will follow checklists to make sure that each unit is meeting all the required regulations and selected standards. And then, of course, the whole process is overseen by leadership who drive the quality culture, ensure accountability, and follow the environmental health and safety regulations throughout the facility.
All right. So a lot of steps there. And really no surprise there when you take a look at the complex nature of all the inner workings with NBAF. Tell us how will NBAF's quality assurance program help promote safety and prevent human error?
Sure, Brendan. All facilities, including NBAF, want to have safe operations without mistakes. And quality assurance helps that by promoting continual improvement. Maintaining quality is never a static process and always needs to be adjusted, especially in areas that are seen as needing improvement. One important thing to keep in mind is that quality is not just my job, but the responsibility of everyone in the organization, in the same way that safety is also the responsibility of everyone. That's why I'm excited to be a member of NBAF committee to become a high reliability organization, or HRO. And so HROs are organizations that have high risk potential, but a strong culture of safety and planning, so they don't have a major system failure. And then HROs empower everyone, no matter what they're doing, to stop work and address possible safety concerns before they become a larger issue. In a HRO, everyone is encouraged to look for areas where there could be failure so that errors can be corrected. So then being a high reliability organization is relatively unique for a laboratory like NBAF, but it definitely goes hand in hand with quality assurance. And a good quality assurance program will improve safety and productivity while also helping to prevent error.
All right, such an important piece there. And you mentioned you started here in August. Do you have a lot of folks working under you right now, or is it still kind of you developing your team?
Actually, Brandon, I'm a team of one right now. We're working on hiring a quality specialist that'll work with Steve Witte and the BDM, but under my advisement. And so we're going to build that team. We're just not quite there yet. I'm still actually getting a feel for what my job will be there.
Okay, very good. We have a caller calling in with a question, so we'll open it up to that. And this may be for one of the other guests here, but go ahead, caller. You're on In Focus with our InBev guests. Good morning.
Good morning. Just one quick question. We've had a moving date on opening date. It's kind of been shooting at it and haven't hit it yet. Do you have any idea? Do we have a concrete time yet? And I'll just hang up.
Okay. Did you hear all that, guys? He was asking about the opening date.
Sure. You want me to take that? I can
go ahead, Katie, if you'd like.
And then Dr. Burton can add something in. So for all those listeners and for our caller as well, so just to kind of back up a little bit, we did face some delays due to the pandemic, but to mitigate that, the Department of Homeland Security and USDA worked together to come up with a phased transition of facility operations from DHS to USDA, and that phased transition actually started in April of 2021. So even though construction is not quite finished yet, we've got our USDA team in the facility operating the central utility and wastewater pretreatment plant, as well as overseeing security guard services, working on IT infrastructure and safety protocol. More progress to report as of last Friday. Our facilities team has now taken over operations and maintenance of the main facility and MDOT campus. And just as a reminder, Brandon, our facilities team alone at NBAC will have about 100 employees. So we're really excited to have more members of our USDA team at NBAC doing those jobs they were hired to do. As of now, we're anticipating construction to be completed in the spring, this coming spring of 2022. And then USDA will take ownership and full operations of the facility after commissioning is complete. So that's the update on our timeline.
Okay. Very good. Well, we'll take it from there. Let's take a break, and we'll come back more with our NBAF officials after this on News Radio KMAN.